And now on Shabbos, he adds on just one more thread, he's chayiv. He says, even though the shear is three threads, but if you do the gemar malacha on Shabbos, he's chayiv for that alone. So also, the havamina was, if you make a hagbor on Shabbos, even though the hagbor starts on Shabbos and you finish it on Yom Kippurim, but you should be chayiv achatis for the malachas Yom Kippur, since the gemar was done on Yom Kippur. So Marit says, Amar Reb Yosef, that Rabbi Yosef, leave the Reb Lezo, Hochi Masni, that Rabbi Yosef learned according to Rabbi Lezer like this, that Rabbi Lezer says, Oirik Shloi Shechutim Betchilo, but Ushnayim Alori Chayiv, according to Rabbi Lezer also, it has to be a Choshev Malacha, just Talmud Gemara by itself Yepoto. Rabbi Yosef learned that according to Rabbi Lezer, you have to have at least two strings to be Chayiv for on Shabbos. Rashi says, Shnayim Alorik, Kol Hashir Huzeh, or Betchilo had a time in the boy Shloi Shemishum, the the sasri, mean they come apart. The shnai made a maskayomim, abalhoch, ikul meima, chesubyom, chaslamacher. The third said, the ikum lechas ariga is two threads. That though we say if you start out, you have to have three, because just two by themselves don't stay together, they fall apart. So you have to have three to make a maskayim. Then, if you have the beggar that you start already from before Shabbos, now on Shabbos, according to Rabbi Lezer, it's not enough just to make one, but you have to make two. So you see, just I'm doing a gemar alone is not chayiv. It has to be a whole malach. It has to be two threads you weaving. So mainly here also, the according to Rabbi Lezer, if you did this chatzim malach of the hagbor that started on Shabbos and you finished it on Yom Kippur, since the whole malach was not done on Yom Kippur, just the mixas, echnam you be potter. Such Rabbi Yosi's for the old that the malach was done ben hashmoshes, we have a tzad sofer to say maybe half the malach was done on Shabbos and half the malach was considered to be done on the next day on Yom Kippur. Therefore, Rabbi Yosi holds to be part of the mechatis according to everybody. It's not called Yevadi did a chet either on Shabbos or on Yom Kippur. Then the Mishnah says, "Om Rabbi Yehuda, point to how Rabbi Yeshua af mi oshem toli." Rabbi Yehuda holds that according to Rabbi Yeshua's svar, if you have a doubt which chet you did, so not only is the p'tur hashachot bo in ilchas chatis, even the p'tur oshem toli also. Tani we learned, "Om Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda says." That point to hoy Rabbi Shua was pespotor af miyoshim toli. Even in this case of the Mishnah, where the person did a vadei chet, just he has a doubt which chet it was. So Rabbi Shua holds in such a case she potter from achatis. So Rabbi Yud is not only a potter from achatis, but Rabbi in such a case she also potter from miyoshim toli also, according to Rabbi Shua. So more explains what's the reason why that Shinem the apostle says. Ki Tanya, Om Rabbi Yehuda, Poitor Rabbi Yeshua, Af Miyashim Talish, then the Pesach says, Ki Sechetev Lo Yoda, a case of Nosh Tolish, you did a chet, then you're not sure if you did it or not. Prat Lezeh, excluding this case, She Yoda Shechot, here you know for sure you did a chet. So only you saw which chet was it, was it Chelev or was it Noiser? Was it Nida or was it Yachoysoy? Since you know for sure you did a chet, just you don't know which chet, you're part of Nosh Tolish. Omele Rabbi Shimon, Shimon said back to Yehuda, Zel Shemei V'yoshim Toli. He also knows, in such a case, you are Chayav V'yoshim Toli. Shlema the Pesach says, V'yosav lo yoda, you did, and you did not know what you did. V'zel lo yoda, but Ma'asa, here also, the person does not know which chet he did. Avul, but, Sofer V'orkel Chalef, Sofer lo yochal, the case we had the doubt whether we had Chalef or not, Tzei V'shul of, go and ask. It may be Yoshim Toli, Im Lav. Like there, he has a doubt whether you chayav noshim toli. Now maybe just the opposite. Maybe in that case, you're not chayav noshim toli. But if you told you only we yavada did a chet, because you do not know which chet you did. That's the way Rabbi Shimon wants to say. So may have you look like what's the maskana over here? Tor Shema. The pasuk says chota obidashin withhold. Chot the person did a chet v'lo yoda b'may chota. He did not know which chet he did. All your real sofer chot, he has a doubt whether he did the chet or not. Maybe Yoshim Toli. In both cases, he's chayav and Yoshim Toli. So man, shemin lehud, we hear from this man, shemin lehdi yoma, choto, v'yen yodeh b'mah choto, maybe Yoshim Toli, Rabbi Shimon. Who is Rabbi Shimon's world that holds that even the case where Yevadi did a chet, it's only a sofik, which chet you did, you chayav and Yoshim Toli? Still, the katoni, it says also, sofer choto, maybe Yoshim Toli. Is so Shmamina Svilin Rabbi Shimon that Sofer Chota, maybe Hashem Toli. Rabbi Shimon also agrees in this case, also Yivichayiv, an Hashem Toli. So first thing, we had a suffix, what will be according to Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon says that's the case of Nashim Toli. Where Yavadi Dirchet, it's a suffix to you, whether it was Chelev or Naisa. So then the Gemara asks the question, what's going to be in the case where you have a suffix, if you did the Chet altogether or not? So we didn't know. So the Gemara brings the right from here, yes, you see according to Rabbi Shimon, even in this case also. So in this last case, we have a suffix, if you did the Chet altogether or not, that everybody agrees, Yechayev Nashim Toli. The Machloike says, in the case where you know for sure you did a Chet, because you have a doubt which Chet you did, that's the Machloike from Yehuda and Yom Shimon, whether Yechayev Nashim Toli or not. Then the Mishnah says that Yom Shimon Shizuri, Yom Shimon Oymer, Lenechleku, that they both hold there's no Machloike, Adov Eshum Mishum Sheimechud, that Yechayev Achatis. The Machloekis says that Adov Mishum Shnei Shemus. That's what they sold. Im Kedemur says, Mat Tamlem Ashechotabo. What do they do with the word Ashechotabo? So Prat the Masasik, they use it to Prat the Masasik. This was the Mishnah to the end of the Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel, Misasik Becholovim Ve'aroyis Chayiv. You know, somebody is Misasik and Cholovim Ve'aroyis Yistak HaChayiv. And we have this far before, Shekei Nena. Since you're having enjoyment, and that's mashma the Aveira, the enjoyment, Shabbai, so even though you're not Mechavin, you're Mesasek, still Yechayiv. Mesasek B'Shabbos Potter. Rav Nachman says, if you're Mesasek on Shabbos, you think you're doing one Melach, you do another Melach, you're Potter. Why Melechus Machshavos Oswa Torah? All Malay Rovel Rav Nachman, so it was about Rav Nachman, for Tinoikis, is the case on Shabbos, you make a Bris Mila, Tichi Mesasek, Dom, it's like you Mesasek, but not, still we learned. A Moya, let's say, had two jobs to do, two different kids to make a Bris Mila on. One kid was born last Shabbos, one kid was born last Yom Rishon. So this Shabbos now, there's a mitzvah to make the Mila on one, and then the second kid, the mitzvah Mila is tomorrow first. Now the Moya, B'Shochach, he made a mistake. He made the Bris Mila on Shabbos, or the kid is supposed to have his Mila tomorrow, but Yom Rishon. So really it's called the Chilul Shabbos right now, because it's not a mitzvah for this person, it's not doing a Shabbos, he made a chabura, he should be chayiv. So it's a machlokes, Reb Lezer mechayiv chatis, Reb Lezer holds back a chayiv chatis for this. Reb Yeshua potter, Reb Yeshua holds no, he's potter from the chatis. So Mura says like this, I can't let potter Reb Yeshua, no, Reb Yeshua says in this case, why are you potter from the chatis over here? Elam Yeshua, for a special reason, the Gemara Shabbos says, Tiksova toye b'dva mitzvah. There's a special reason why Rabbi Yeshua says he's potter from mechatas over here. Because the person, the loyal thought, is being Isaac in the mitzvah. Like he knows he has a job to do, be Yom Rishon, on Shabbos. And he thought he's doing that kid. He made a mistake and did the kid of Yom Rishon. So that's why he's potter from mechatas, because it's called Toye B'dva Mitzvah, V'lo Yosef Mitzvah. That's the only reason why he's potter. Avo bot misasik v'dovet lav mitzvah. If it would have been a case of regular misasik where it's not a mitzvah involved, Afil Rabbi Yeshua would be mechayiv achatis. So shall it was why? You have not been sent on Shabbos. Everybody holds your potter for misasik. There's a p'tur of Shabbos. You're not chayiv achatis. How can we say you are chayiv? Or Maloisi said back and only asked the question. Hanach l'tinoikis. Leave over tinoikis. This case is different. Hoyu l'makalka b'chabur chayiv. Misasik b'chabur is also chayiv. Since there's a loch of Mekalka v'chabur is chayiv on Shabbos, even on all other melachos Mekilkel, when you ruin something, your potter is not called Melechos Mashevis, still there's a special gzeras kosa that by chabura, if you make a chabura, you make somebody bleed, you make a wound on Shabbos, even though it's a kilkel, still you chayiv on Shabbos. So that's why here by Tinoikis, Misasek also would have been chayiv on Shabbos. So the only reason why Bishu holds the potter from the chatas over here is there's a new svara, Shekain, Toye b'dva mitzvah. But if not for this, it'd be chayiv only over here, because Mesasek is not a p'tur by the Meloch of Chabura, making a wound on Shabbos. By shaking all other Melochis, there's a p'tur of Melechus Machshevus of Kalkilkol, who I did, Mesasek would also be potter. So you can't ask a kasha from Tanoikas for Mila. Eisvei and Gufa, the right to say Chabura is chayiv on Shabbos, because otherwise, the question is, why do you have to have a special Zayasakosim? That Mila is doicha Shabbos, the Chorab Shita Mila should be Motzim on Shabbos. Mila is only a Chabura. So from that we learn out that Melechus Chabura is chayiv even though it's a Kilgul. Eisvei Rav Yudla Shmur, Rav Yudla Skashita Shmuel, says Rav Yudla Rav Yehuda says that Afilu Miskavin Lukotainim, he had a mind to pick off figs, Velike Devonim, he took off grapes instead. Real Sarnovim, Velike Tainim. Real Shcheris, he had him on take off black figs. Velike took by mistake white figs, Levonus. Real Siapas with Levonus, he had him on take off white figs. Velike Shcheris, he picked off black ones. Reb Lezer Mechayev Chatnis. Reb Lezer also Chayev Chatnis. Since he bought it, did him a lock on Shabbos, he's Chayev Chatnis. True, B'Shas, he did it, he thought today was Choyl. He thought today was a week, you're allowed to do it. But later, he finds out he did it. Since he bought it, did a chet, he's Chayev Chatnis. If you have Yeshua put, Yeshua has no Yeshua from the Chatnis. Why? Because you didn't have a mind to do the one you wanted to. For the Mavar Bohocho, via Mesasiku, Fiocho, via Mesasiku. Yeshua namalika poti, Yeshua holds the only reason why poti will be relo min mino lamino. Only causes from one min to another min, like you thought that you want to take off white ones, take off black ones. Abu bechad mino, but if in the same min they're both black or they're both figs, they're both grapes. Afudu Yeshua mechayiv, even though you're mesasik. You think you're doing one thing, it comes out you're doing something else, it's called mesasik. And still you say yechayiv over here. So it's a question of Nachman. Rav Nachman knows mesasik is poti. Or Malay said back to him, Shinano, like my kid, Shinano, Shavuk must leave over our Mishnah with Tobas Roy, go after me. And Hochum Askin would talk, the case I'll tell you is talking like this over here. The Hochum my Askin is going, Shavad Malakit Miliboy. So Rashi says like this, Tobas Roy means, listen to me, that really Avad the Mesasri Taker is Potter. The case I'm talking about over here is Rochel Mayaskinon going Shovad Malakit Malibay. He forgot about what he wanted to pick off. Means to say like this: Niskavin Luka Tanovim. He really wanted to take off grapes. Vishochach, and he forgot about it. Vishovar Tainim Bina. Now he made a mistake and thought that really what he wants is figs. But Vahochel Yodah's hand went Alonovim on the grapes. So really, his code was Niskavin his first Machshavtoi. The Reb Lezer of a Reinasas or Kabanosik did what he really wanted to do, and that's why he's Chayiv here. He's not called Mesasik. Yeshua Sovano, a Reinasas Kabanosik Machshavtoi. Lemaisa, true, his first Machshava was the person needed grapes, and that's what he should have done. But in between, he changed his mind, and now he thinks that he needs figs, and he was going to take figs, and by mistake, his hand went to the grapes. So according to Yeshua, you also put them over there. Because not considered, Harei Lenasa Kavanosa Machshavtoi. That's not called you did Kavanosa Machshavtoi. Because the Maisa right now, you made a mistake and you thought you need the figs. So since you put your hand to get the figs, he holds that's not called Meskai Machshavtoi. But I call upon him, it's not a kasha to say, that this is a special case over here. So only over here is he put them. Because it's min b'sheini minoi. But if it would have been the same min, you'd be chayiv over here, because this is not called a real good case of Mesasik. A real case of Mesasik is when Lamaisi you need the grapes, and your hand goes off to take something else, that's called Mesasik. But over here, the case is that really you needed the grapes, and at the end it comes out that your hand did take the grapes. Just in between, you forgot that you need the grapes, and now you had a new machshava, you thought what you need right now is the figs. So they're here, it's a machlekes whether you're chayiv or not. All right, we'll stop over here.